This is Money Roots, the podcast where Amy Irvine and her team keep money conversations real, relatable, and rooted in your goals. Let's grow together.
Hello, Money Root listeners. We're excited to have this final podcast recording at the end of 2025 with some items that you might want to consider before the end of the year. We have had such a privilege of delivering information to you over the last year and years, I should say. We will be starting a new podcast. Well, not starting a new podcast. We will be recording new podcasts leading into 2026. We'd love to hear what things are most important to you. What do you want to hear more about on this podcast? Send us a note and we'll try to get some information out there that you would enjoy learning more about. Like I said, today we're going to be talking about some issues you should consider before the end of the year. We're going to have a handy dandy little checklist that goes along with this. So no need to write all this stuff down. Just go to the show notes and grab the checklist that we put together. Let's start with assets and debt issues. Perhaps you've got some positions in your portfolio that have had not so great of a year or years, and so you might want to consider realizing those losses to offset any gains. Now, you can even write off up to $3,000 of ordinary interest. So if you have a capital loss totaling of $17,000, you'd only be able to use three. But if you have a total loss of, say, $5,000 and you have some gains that are $2,000, you can use that additional $3,000 to write off, say, earned income or interest or anything like that. And then if you have some mutual funds, you may want to check and see if there's any what's called capital gain distributions that hit your account this year. Now, this is only for taxable accounts like a brokerage account, that kind of thing. Anything in an IRA or Roth IRA, this would not be applicable to. If you have some large capital gains, which we have seen so far this year, if you have some large capital gains, you may want to consider making an estimated tax payment so that you don't have an underpayment penalty when you file your income taxes before April 15th. And if you are subject to those required minimum distribution rules and including those inherited IRAs, make sure that you take that RMD before the end of the year. RMDs from multiple IRAs can generally be aggregated, but inherited IRAs can't be aggregated with a, you know, personal or traditional IRA. And required minimum distributions from employer plans generally have to be taken separately with no aggregation allowed. 403Bs are the exceptions. You can aggregate 403 plans, multiple 403B plans, to take a required minimum distribution from one plan. So you can designate that. Same with IRAs, but 401Ks, employer-sponsored plans, you generally cannot. So that's some ideas behind assets and debt issues. And we've talked, even under here, talked a little bit about tax planning issues. A couple of other things that we want to talk about that I think is important. You can wait until April 15th to make any retirement contributions, like IRA and Roth IRA, but anything in an employer plan, typically, unless you're self-employed, is, you know, something you have to do before the end of the year. However, you may want to consider looking at some conversions before the end of the year. And sometimes within your 401k plans, they allow you to do some intra-plan conversions. So something that you might want to look at just to see if that's an opportunity for you. And if you're still working and your tax bracket is on the lower side, and you're over 59 and a half, you may want to consider taking a distribution to move money from one source, like a traditional IRA, to a lower source, like a Roth IRA. Just some things to think about. And if you expect your income to decrease in the future, you may want to reduce your tax liability in your traditional IRAs and 401k contributions instead of a Roth. If you have any, I already kind of mentioned some unrealized losses or gains and making them realized. One thing I forgot to mention is if you have any carry forwards from prior years, so meaning if this year you had some gains and some losses, but in prior years you had some bigger ones, again, you may want to take some opportunity to use some of that carry forward this year. We've seen 3 years in the overall stock market that have been pretty positive. You may want to utilize some of that in 2025. If you're charitably inclined, you may want to consider doing some donations before the end of the year. If you are over 70.5, notice I said 70.5, not in RMD status, because you don't have to be in RMD status. You just have to be over 70.5. You can make what's called a qualified charitable donation from your retirement IRA account. And that is not included in income. It is not a deductible donation, but it's not included in income. And where a lot of people do that is because they're trying to reduce their future RMDs. So they make donations now, and note that if you are in RMD status, you can use your RMD for this purpose. Again, this helps you with overall income and reducing your taxable income, because it doesn't actually get included in taxable income. That can be a big help for those that are on Medicare that have slipped into what's called IRMA, which is an income modification amount that you have to pay above and beyond the normal amount of Medicare. Using those qualified charitable distributions can be a big help to reduce that adjusted gross income, or modified adjusted gross income, that determines IRMA. And note that next year, if you do itemize your tax return, and normally the charitable deductions are thrown in there, next year there is sort of a step up that you have to reduce the charitable contribution by 0.05% of your, 0.5% of your adjusted gross income. So making those charitable contributions, especially to donor advised funds, may be very helpful this year. You can stack up this year, and then next year you might be able to take the $2,000 donation that's below the line. Just depends on your situation. If you've had any RSUs or anything like that, this is a good time of the year to run some projections, just to make sure, because a lot of times they don't withhold enough for taxes when they do RSUs. The employer often doesn't allow you to pick what tax bracket these RSUs are going to throw you in. So just something to think about, and run some estimates on. Some other thoughts that we have is, if you are a business owner, some things that you might be eligible for and be thinking about is what's called a QBI, or qualified business income deduction. Are you eligible for that? We can send you, if you are somebody, we can send you a flow chart on that specifically. And you may want to consider using a Roth versus a traditional retirement plan if the income, if reducing your income actually takes you out of QBI. So it's a strategy that we've used a few times with employers to make sure that they get more QBI, is that they save in their Roth versus traditional. If you have business expenses, take a look and see, does it make sense to accelerate those expenses to reduce the overall tax liability this year? Again, you kind of have to do that before December 31st in order to make sure that it works. And also, many retirement plans must be open before the end of the year, so you have to be thinking about that as well. And another big one on the tax planning arena is, if you have had a change in marital status, this dings a lot of people, because often it changes the withholding amount, the liability, I should say, and people don't change their withholding amount. And so that's something that, again, would be smart if you've had a change in marital status to run a tax reduction, just to make sure that you have enough being withheld. If you're able to save a bit more, certainly you could bump up your HSA. You may be able to contribute up to $4,300 if you're single, or $8,550 for family. And if you're over the magic age of 55, you get to put an additional $1,000 in. So it would be $5,300 or $9,550 for 2025. If you actually can fund that up until April 15th, but just be aware that that's something that is an option. If you have an employer retirement plan, such as a 401k, you may be able to save a little bit more, but you're kind of getting down to the wire on that one. That has to be done before the end of the year. The maximum salary deferral contribution to the employer plan is $23,500, plus any catch-up contributions that would apply. But again, you're probably getting down to the end of the year to be able to make direct contributions there. And if you have somebody that would a benefit from a 529 plan, consider contributing to that. You can make an annual exclusion amount up to $19,000 per year to a beneficiary's 529. That's all, of course, gift free. Alternatively, you can make a lump sum contribution of up to $9,500 to the beneficiary's 529 account and elect to treat that as if the gift were over a 5-year period. Now, some states have some deductibility, meaning you can take it off the state level if you save, but not all states have that, and the amounts vary from state to state. And you may be even able to transfer portions of unused 529 plans to a beneficiary's Roth IRA. So that's a whole nother topic that we could get into the nitty gritty on, but that's something that I used to be a little concerned about, people making too much money to a 529. I still have that concern, but I'm less concerned about that now because there is an alternative of what to do with any remaining money. And for those of you that have what's called a flexible spending account, not a health savings account, by the way, but a flexible spending account, just a reminder, some companies allow a transfer of $660 of unused flexible saving account money to be rolled over to the next year. And then some companies also offer a grace period of up to March 15th to spend the FSA money. Many companies offer you 90 days to submit receipts from the previous year. And if you have a dependent care FSA, check the deadlines for unused funds as well. Those are really important because remember, with flexible savings accounts, if you don't use it, you lose it, unlike a health savings account where it rolls from year to year. And then for just thinking about things like estate planning, have there been any changes to your family, to your heirs? Have you bought or sold any assets this year? If so, just consider updating that or maybe reaching out to schedule an appointment with the attorney in January. I would not recommend doing that by the end of this year, but just be thinking about that and maybe getting that checked off the list in early January. However, if there are any gifts that you want to make, just a reminder, those gifts, the monetary gifts, do need to be made if you want the total annual exclusion amount of up to 19. That's per year, per donee. Those are tax-free. Those do have to be made by the end of the year. And for anybody that has children in high school or younger who plan to attend college, like I said, you know, those, if you're looking at like, I would say sophomore to junior year, consider the financial aid planning strategies, such as reducing income in specific years to increase financial aid packages. Of course, there's lots of planning around college in general, but that's just something that when people ask me, should I do certain things like cash in stock options or cash in deferred comp plan, sometimes we'll push that down the road just a little bit so that the income reflects in a different year. I know that was a really quick overcap. Like I said, we will have this in the show notes so that you can look down through all of the information in general. We hope that you have found this information helpful, and we are so thrilled that you continue to listen to our podcast and find it helpful, and look forward to different topics in 2026 that you may be interested in. Thanks, everyone. Hope you have a wonderful end of 2025.
Thanks for listening to Money Roots. Until next time, keep your finances grounded and your future growing.